Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron, writer and blogger from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron shares what God has been doing in her life.
Greetings, friends. This month of November is, for Catholics, a month of remembering those individuals who have gone before us into eternity. We concentrate our intercession for their souls as they await judgment. But every day of the year offers moments to join our prayers with the saints who have gone before us, who are before the throne of God in worship, praise, and intercession for us. As we learn in Revelation, they are the mentors and guides as we make our way to eternity. They surround us, interceding for us, the church here on earth. There are also saints among us, here and now, saints in the making. The ordinary people in our lives whom the Holy Spirit has placed there to spur us on and intercede for us. No doubt you can think of the names of the people who the Lord has sent at the right place at the right time to walk with you in your journey in sainthood. I sure can. St. Paul even lists a cadre of people in his letters who were nobodies by the world standard, but were a part of the community of saints in the making who assisted him with their prayers and their gifts. I have benefited from the influence of a handful of individuals over these last few decades of desiring to grow in my knowledge of God. Let me tell you about one saint in the making that came along beside me to introduce me to another completed saint. I was a water fitness instructor for years, and in those years, I came to know Sister Margareta Doyle, who regularly came to swim during my early morning shift at a local health facility. Sister Margareta's winsome spirit was contagious, and it wasn't long before I would position myself in the pool next to her so that I could learn from her life. The attractiveness of her life and her obvious love and devotion to Christ and His church was a gift to me at a tumultuous time in my life. I desired stability, order, and purpose. The circumstances of my life had shown me that there are some things in life that simply cannot be manipulated. I was in a situation that wasn't getting better, and the unpleasant realization of this wouldn't go away. Have you ever felt that way? Kind of painted into a corner that you did not choose? The common mentality that surrounded me focused on external solutions for that deep ache of my soul. You've been there. I've been there. I still am there from time to time. When you realize that prized comforts no longer bring enough comfort, when you hear the emptiness of constant conversations and cultural noise does nothing but wear you out. When superficialities that once gave you a sense of false contentment now suck the life out of you. That's where I was at, and I was seeking depth and integrity. The Holy Spirit knew this, of course, for that's why Sister Margareta was appointed to me, a guardian saint in the making for the journey that was ahead. One day, Sister Margareta wisely asked me if I had ever heard of Saint Benedict. I had, in the historical sense, but my knowledge of him was woefully limited. I didn't grow up in a faith tradition that accepted the fullness of the truth of the communion of saints. What followed that conversation with Sister Margareta, was the beginning of the fulfillment of a spiritual longing I had had for much of my life. I studied the life of Saint Benedict with Sister Margareta and a group of men and women who were beautiful examples to me of how enlivening my life as a Catholic could be. Through the witness of Saint Benedict, I learned the Lord's wisdom on how to live an ordinary life ordered according to God's precepts. I witnessed how life-giving it could be if I allowed His Holy Spirit to order my life in the charism of Saint Benedict's life. Saint Benedict faced the same challenges in the 6th century as we do in the 21st century. Nothing is ever new under the sun. The culture that is anti-Christ is perpetual and will be to the end of the age. The rule of Saint Benedict is based on the teachings of the Gospels, and it offered me hope for living in the mire of the anti-Christ milieu that I was steeped in. As I opened myself to Saint Benedict's example, I noticed a common thread among the men and women who have passed through the scrim of eternity. Saint Benedict faced down the challenges of his day by choosing a way of life and an attitude of mind that mirrored Jesus. His dictum to listen as the foundation of spiritual growth threads through the entirety of the rule of Saint Benedict. His rule even begins with, "Listen carefully, my child, to my instructions and attend to them with the ear of your heart." Saint Benedict and all the saints teach us not to base our judgments, goals, or sense of worth on what we see around us. We benefit from the story of their lives that live on in the tradition of the church. When we are tempted to fix our gaze on what we can see, hear, touch, and taste, we can study the lives of the saints whose gaze was fixed on heaven in the midst of poverty, disease, persecution, and even death and martyrdom. Another practice we can do is to pray with the saints of the day. Our liturgical calendar cannot exhaust the many women and men that are right now praying before the throne of God for the salvation of the world. When we find ourselves wringing our hands over the influence of the Antichrist culture that we live in, we can recall that saints lived in Antichrist cultures too. Just as Saint Benedict stepped through eternity into my life to walk beside me, there is a saint whom God desires to draw you to when you need him most. Ask the Lord to choose someone for you from the great cloud of witnesses that surround us. We are all saints in the making. Like Saint Sister Margareta, by the way, she has died, and I believe she's on her way to sainthood. Anyway, like Sister Margareta, whose life inspired my faith, we have observers of our life who the Lord wants to inspire with our presence. They may be as close to you as a family member or as unknown to you as a grocery clerk. As saints in the making, someone is always observing us. We are placed in their lives to spur them on in the faith. Dear Father, you know who and what we need every moment. We thank you for the saints in the making you have placed in our lives. We thank you for the gift of the community with the saints who surround your throne. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's reflection. If you enjoyed today's reflection, please consider supporting the With You Always podcast and the other Come Follow Me projects through a financial gift. You can join our support team by visiting comefollow.me/support. Or if you prefer, you can donate through Venmo using the username CoFOME. That's CoFOME. 100% of all financial gifts are used to support Come Follow Me's ongoing and upcoming projects and to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. Thank you in advance for your support. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.